Hello, Rob Sebastian here. Today I want to talk about things a lady can do to stop herself from finding Mr. Right. Let's talk about it. Okay, today our topic is, what's stopping you? Number one, you can stop yourself from finding Mr. Right. Yes, there are things a young lady, any woman can do that will be a hindrance, if you will, to her finding Mr. Right, although she's actively looking. In the final analysis, this podcast will focus on you and what you could do or ideas that you can have and implement or action that you can take. We will provide you with a lot of good information about how men think. We will provide you with knowledge and thought tools you need to influence a man's thoughts. However, the bulk of what we teach will be about you in one capacity or another. This is really good because you are the element of this romantic equation that you can most easily control. We can teach you how men think, but you must adjust your own thoughts to make this knowledge useful. We can teach you what is behind their thoughts. However, you must choose to adjust yourself to influence the situation for his good and yours. We can teach you how to identify what he's really trying to get at, but you ultimately must decide to hurt him, or protect yourself. We can teach you that the second voice is usually the voice with the most power and influence. Yet you must use this to be a positive and memorable influence. A friend of mine once said, "Don't believe a word I say." He said this because he wants us to hear what he has to say and decide for ourselves how much of it is relevant to our lives. I am like him, at least in this respect, because not everything I teach will apply to you. Still, even the elements that don't apply to you can usually be used as food for thought and meditation. If you choose to implement the ideas and techniques presented in these podcasts, we believe your odds of finding Mr. Right will be dramatically increased. Don't be excessively critical of yourself. And that's one way you can stand in your own way of finding Mr. Right. God gave beauty to all women. And if you don't feel beautiful, well, you're wrong. There's beauty in you. You need to find it. You just have to identify the kinds of beauty that you have and in what measure God gifted you and maintain and grow it. God made you individually special and tailored just for the handsome young man that you will someday call husband. Now remember, just because you may have been made for that man, and that man may have been made for you, if you don't conduct yourself appropriately, you could miss him. I've met a lot of women who are very critical of themselves and really down on themselves in a lot of ways, and I think this is a terrible mistake. I think you really sell yourself short. And sure, maybe it's not a good idea to be puffed up and think of yourself as something grand and glorious and think of yourself as more than you really are. Yet it's just as bad an idea of thinking of yourself as less than you really are and less than you really should. One of the biggest problems with thinking of yourself as less than you really are is the fact that when you go out in public, when you're around possible and available young men who could be Mr. Right, you're not putting your best foot forward because of this mental condition. And like it or not, it is a mental condition. It's part of your thinking. When you think of yourself and you're down on yourself and you're heavy on yourself and you're thinking of yourself definitely as less than you really are, then you're putting yourself in a position where you're going to start to socially back off, where you're not going to put yourself forward, and you're not going to project yourself the way you would if you felt good about yourself, if you felt positive about yourself. And I'm not talking about being puffed up or thinking of yourself as something that you're not. I'm talking about having a realistic and godlike sense of who you are and what your purpose is on this planet, put them into your life. And when people see this, you're better equipped to put your best foot forward, if you will, to make your best impression. Okay, we're talking about things that a young lady can do to stand in her own way towards the process of finding Mr. Right. Another thing that a young lady can do is trashing her inhibitions. This can stop you from a lifelong relationship. Inhibitions, you know, as an emotion, are the resistance you feel in your soul and spirit not to do something that is wrong, dangerous, or immoral. We want you to learn to appropriately step outside your comfort zone, yes, but not at the expense of trashing your inhibitions. Inhibitions are put in place by God Himself or by someone else who loves you, such as your parents, your teachers. The warnings and teachings that created your inhibitions were probably intended to protect you. So think with care before stepping outside of your emotional red flags. Because if you step outside of some of these emotional red flags, especially some of the moral ones, you can cause a situation where you could miss Mr. Right, where you can lose the qualities that you need to attract him. Okay, avoiding the necessity of a counselor can stop you from finding Mr. Right. People need counselors, and especially if you're going to find Mr. Right, you're going to need to talk with people older than you. And you don't need to talk just with women. You need to talk with men also, because men have the unique ability to give you insights into what a guy is thinking, and you need that. You can't get that from a woman because they've never been a guy. You need both. You need to talk concerning dating and relationships, love and marriage, with elderly women and elderly men, because you can get wisdom from both, and both are from a different perspective and a different point of view, and considering both of these can help you to make the proper decision.
Hi, this is Grace from Munster, Indiana, and my dating tip is don't meet a guy at a bar. And you are listening to the Rob Sebastian Podcast, searchingformrright.net.
One last thing I want to add is, yes, especially a young lady needs counsel from men, needs counsel from women. And they need to be older than you because they need to have gone through the stage of life you're at, and they needed to have gone through it successfully. So you probably would not want to counsel with somebody who's been divorced 3 times, you know, because they haven't succeeded at this. You'd probably want to counsel with somebody who met Mr. or Mrs. Right and got married, and they're still in love today, and they still have a great relationship today. And those are the counselors you want to look for. Hello, this is Rob Sebastian. Thank you for listening. It's been another great show. We've had to reserve some of the heavier facts and truths and tips for the premium podcast, content that some parents may not want a younger teen to hear. To hear the entire podcast, then go to www.robsebastian.podbean.com, that's podbean.com, and become a premium member. For $4.95, you will not only get the entire informative talk with Rob Sebastian and or his team members, you will also get access to all of our past shows and immediate access to our weekly premium podcast for a month. Again, the link is www.robsebastian.podbean.com, or you can find the link by visiting our main website at searchingformrright.net. I thank you.